at first I thought it might be real because I'm like, man, how would it be? And I didn't realize it was Photoshop because I'm like, man, how could that be something like that be taken any other way? So they showed Ryan Day. This was post-game. This post-game photo, right? Or was this pre or post for Ryan Day?
Was it, you know what? I'm not even sure.
It looked like, either way, it looked like his left nipple was pierced.
It did.
It looked like he had a barbell in. Now, you and I have seen barbells on TV before.
Yes.
It have been, oh my goodness gracious, what are we seeing up there?
It's becoming more and more notable. It seems like people are a little more brazen in going with that kind of accessory.
I got to be honest with you guys. When it comes to a lady, it's always been something that's been very intriguing to me. In a previous life, it was very exciting to,
if
to
somebody,
have the possibility of that.
If somebody goes to a, let's say, Piercing Pagoda or a Claire's Boutique, and they go out and get an accessory to accompany that, I think you want to see it. It's pretty standard.
I knew a guy who tried to give himself a Prince Albert once. It was crazy.
Oh.
Like, you got to rethink this, buddy. What are you doing? Yeah. What are you thinking? Oh, no, he was going to do it. If Ryan Day, because the thought came out going, did Ryan Day get it because they won the national championship? And I'm going, if Ryan Day actually got his nipple pierced because they won a national championship, that is a level of football guy to me that speaks to me that I go, you know what? I've got it. I've been a guy who's questioned Ryan Day in the past, just like everybody else has. That is a man who is committed to his players, as you're going to find. That's a man I'd follow into hell. That's a man who I'd want in the foxhole with me. If you're willing to do things like that after your team wins to give them something to shoot for, you're willing to do. Like when Rick Pitino got the tattoo on his back.
Yeah, Harbaugh got a tattoo also. Jim Harbaugh.
That's football guy stuff, man. That's what I want. That's what I want out of my. That has to happen. I'm telling you right now.
I think Connor Stallions also got a tattoo after that.
Did he really?
Yeah. It had like three different formations on it.
It had all the plays. It had all the plays.
You guys are going to sit there and just make jokes about it.
Sorry, we're picking on your guy.
I like him. He's not my guy. But I'll tell you what, if I found out that Ryan Day really got his pierced because they won the national championship, all the Scarlet and Gray stuff comes back out. All the insufferability of me as an old Ohio State fan, which Lyman never really got to see, where I was the Ohio State fan in Stark County and the Buckeye guy. And I think a lot of it changed just because of the Jim Trussell thing. We've been over that many times. It would all be back out. I would fall Ryan Day into hell. I just love football guys doing football guy things, willing to do that. That's a hell of a move. You have millions of dollars and tons of reasons to remain stoic. You climb in the foxhole. You dig down there in the foxhole with your players. That's a football guy move, and I'm down with it.
Now, he has not had a media availability since the big win over Texas. I wondered if yesterday he would have spoken, but it
doesn't
look
like. Today's the day. He would be asked.
So he's going to be asked. I mean, he's 100% going to be asked, right?
Yes. One of the big Buckeye accounts tweeted at me. They go, if who's the guy who always goes on Baskin Phelps?
Tim May.
If Tim doesn't ask him, then he's letting us all down.
Yeah, because I don't know how much you're going to break down the Grambling game.
Well, I don't know if Tim's going to let me down, but he needs to know. I hope Tim May knows that the entire state is wondering, and somebody has an obligation to ask him about
this. Well, he's the highest paid state employee, right?
Because I'll tell you right now.
He has to be asked. He's the taxpayer money. I want to know where those taxes are going.
If he confirms it, I'm a different person tomorrow morning on this show. If he confirms that is actually pierced and real and they won the national championship and he got it and that he's their football guy, like, that's it. That's it. Forget objectivity. It's out the window.
But why does he,
Mr. Ohio State
doesn't
fan.
Doesn't it need to be that if to work towards the motivation you are referring to?
I'm back on the message boards.
Doesn't he have to do it for the Michigan game? Because they've already won the national championship now. Like, he's proven he can do that.
Okay. So if he doesn't have it done, and then he gets it done if they beat Michigan, like, I mean, is what you're saying?
If you're talking about riling guys up and getting them pumped up, say, okay, if we beat Michigan this year on the road,
any guy who's willing,
then I'll go and do it.
To do something to his body to help his players, motivate his players to win, is going to be A-okay in my book, man. Okay? So as a football guy, I'm going to tell you that right now. Should I do that to my players? Should I offer that to my players? I'll get a tattoo if you guys win the league this year.
Yeah, I think he should. I mean, you guaranteed a Browns win to a group of kindergartners, and that didn't happen. So
it's because the teacher got me to do it. I felt bad.
Well, I think you should do this. Absolutely. This is not random kindergartners in Sheffield.
Does that teacher?
These are your boys in Streetsboro.
That's true.
You better stand up right now and go get that damn tattoo.
I don't have any tattoos.
You won't see a bigger Rockets fan than me if you go out and you get that tattoo.
They got to win it though. Listen, I'll get that tattoo, but you got to go through Manchester. That's always a tough one to do. All right, I know it. But as a football guy to a football guy, that's a hell of a move. And if I find out today that he did, tomorrow it's going to be nothing but Ohio State fight songs. It's going to be Lay Regiment, Hang On Sloopy, Buckeye Battle Cry, Across the Field. I mean, I'm Mr. Ohio State guy from here on out.
It'll be great to have you back, Kenny.
It will be wonderful. I don't think you've missed me at all, but I will be that guy. It's going to be all over. I'm going to get an Archie Griffin jersey. It's going to be great. Can't wait to go out. Maybe I'll get an Art Schleister one just to start the conversation again. And not be ironic or even be funny about it. The olden days. Guys, you guys don't know that, Ken. I wish you guys would have known that, Ken. I wish you would have known that, Ken. The old me that was Mr. Ohio State.
Can you pinpoint the day when it ended?
It was probably around Jim Tressel. It really started in the back of my mind when I sent the stuff in computer class. I sent one to, I'd like some information. I want to attend your university. And I sent one to Ohio State first, mm-hmm. and I sent one to Akron and Kent. And Akron and Kent sent one back immediately. Here you go. Thank you very much. I mean, guys, this is the early 2000s. Sure. And then I sent one to Ohio State, didn't get anything back. And my computer teacher was a former Ohio State cheerleader. Like, she loved Ohio State, Mrs. Dietz. Mrs. Dietz, wonderful lady. And Mrs. Dietz, like, well, just send another one. And then she told me to send it, and they never sent me anything back, which apparently there's something else you have to do to tell Ohio State. I don't remember what it is, but yeah. I think I went about it the wrong way.
I mean, now you got to get a 4.0 to even be considered.
Well, yeah, but this was a different time, and there was an inquiry about going to Ohio State. They never sent me anything back. And then by the time I got into radio, it was just like, hey, man, you know, I went to Akron. Ohio State ain't putting no money in my pocket. Now they're running my favorite coach out of the state. Like, I didn't like that. And I went, you know what? Like, I don't hate Ohio State. I can't find myself to hate Ohio State. But damn it, I ain't the fan no more. And I've just been a college football observer ever since. I think it's made college football in general more fun for me because I can just sit back and observe everybody. And then as we've gotten older, there's coaches that we've got to meet. So I've had like a special interest in Wyoming before and in Illinois State and James Madison and Indiana State and obviously Iowa State and what we talk about with them over there. And then all the other ones where they've kind of gone on to other places. So, and that's kind of Pitt recently as well. Like, that's kind of fun. It's been fun for me to have that observation there. But I'm going to tell you what, man, that guy got if he got his nipple actually pierced, I'm Mr. Ohio State guy again. I will damn them all off, swear them all off, and until they run Ryan Day out of town, because then I will go back, but I'm a Ryan Day guy. Ted. I keep saying I'll tell you that. I just want you guys to know I'll tell you that right now.
I actually believe you.
Ryan Day will bring me back.
Can I say one other thing? As we saw Alabama go down, and we know what a rough season they had last year after Saban, which we all understood. We all understood. Every team has a down year. Every program can have one down year. But I saw people saying things like, because I watched that Miami. I watched every bit of that Miami-Notre Dame game. I was locked in. It was awesome. Awesome atmosphere. Awesome pregame. It's just an awesome weekend in general for college football to not have to share the spotlight, you know, with the NFL. But I saw a lot of people say this, man, college football is just better when Miami is back. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I think that's
true.
I've heard people say that about Tennessee over the years, USC.
I said that about Tennessee.
A bunch of programs, right? And then it really did dawn on me. We don't ever have to say that about Ohio State.
No, you take them for granted.
Ohio State is really good, pretty much damn near great every year for 25 straight years. There's one year they weren't.
They were six and six.
That was the year that Luke Fickell
coached. And it didn't really even count.
And it didn't matter. And the next year they went undefeated.
and they couldn't go to a bowl game, yeah.
But they were undefeated. So even then, nobody cared that they had a bad year. Nobody really cared because they knew they were getting Urban Meyer. Like, during the bowl game that year, I think Urban Meyer had already, that all the rumors were flying and everything. And it's like, oh, we're getting Urban Meyer? Okay, this was worth it. So I think about that, and I'm like, I'll never have to write that sentence. I will never have to write that tweet out. That, man, college football is just better when Ohio State is good, because they're always good.
I think
college football is always awesome. So is that what we really want to say? College football is always awesome because Ohio State is always awesome.
I really, truly feel you're the only program, and I'm saying this as Observer Ken, not Ohio State fan Ken here, okay? You're the only program that's Teflon.
It does seem like that way.
You've proved it.
This is three coaches.
You've had three coaches.
LSU won national championships with three coaches, but they also had down years.
They've also had down years, exactly.
Yes.
Like, you haven't had that. You've had, like, yeah, you've lost in a national championship game here and there, but you've had
down moments.
You've had moments there that really should hurt the program and hurt the program for a long period of time. The Zach Smith, whatever was ended up being the truth there, what everything happened there with Urban Meyer, like that should have had a huge hit on the program.
In the old days, that could take down a program for 5 years.
Yes. With Jim Tressel, that should have been something that puts you on the mat for Ohio State status on the mat. That should have put you at 6-6, 7-5, 8-4 for at least a couple years. You had 1 6-6 year, and then that was it. You look at the other programs that are known as great college football programs that just have not been able to do that. Michigan was not able to do that, and arguably aren't going to be able to. We'll see how Sharon Moore pans out here. You look at what they gave up for Lincoln Riley, and I'm watching Lincoln Riley against Missouri State on Saturday, and they're running it up just for FPI purposes at the end of that football game on Saturday night. You look at some of the other programs, Alabama. Alabama's been a great program for a long period of time, but guys of a certain age, like these three guys in this room right here, you remember Mike DeBose, and remember the whole situation with the strippers and everything with the other ones and all that,
Shula.
And Mike Shula and all the other crap that went on down there. Mike Shula's a decent enough offensive mind for crying out loud, but he ain't no head coach Alabama.
But it is incredible, and dare I say, and this is where people will say obnoxious Ohio State. I'm just dealing with facts here. 25 years, can you name me another team in professional sports? Or college, whatever, of big time. We're talking big time because, you know, I know like UNC women's soccer had like a 30-year run. I'm just talking about the sports that we all pay attention to. Is there another team that is as Teflon as we're talking about? And look, I'm not saying they haven't had bad endings of a season or embarrassing blowout national championship. That's not what I'm talking about. Those years were still amazing years for 99.9% of other programs.
I think it's probably the most successful program/organization in
the Dodgers had down years before this 10-year run that they've had. I'm talking 25 years. Is there another team that can say they've been this damn good for this damn long?
Not in the sports we cover.
In the last 25 years?
25 years, and it's not just one guy. It's not like, they have the coach or they have the quarterback. Or they have the the Hall of Famer, the future Hall of Famer. Like, Ohio State does this with 19, 20, 21-year-old kids. They do it every year. They've done it with three different coaches. They've done it with how many coordinators? Ohio State is the best program / team in professional or college sports of the last 25 years. Done deal.
I wish there was a way I could fight you.
Argue with me.
I can't.
Anti-Ohio State people, argue with me. Tell me the other team. Tell me.
This is your proof I'm not anti-Ohio State, because I have no argument for you. I have none. There's no other team that can be this successful for this long a period of time. And it's just commitment to excellence the entire way through. And an Ohio State fan after, you know, we talked a little bit about Arch Manning. Like, I saw that performance. I had questions. You know, I know that their offensive line is different in Texas, but you lost Jack Sawyer. That guy was an emotional leader for your football team. And it's hard to get reignited and get back going. And there were a couple things where I told you last week, it's great that they have Texas to start things off, not Grambling, that they have Texas to start things off. It's the first game. You can feel disrespected. Texas is the number one team. You have everything going for you emotionally. And they were able to get that done. And remember, that was a day where Jeremiah Smith had to change his gloves on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You had guys who, I think Julian Sand got taken in a little bit by some guys having drops.
By the way, just silly thing. Obviously, Jeremiah Smith's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't like that he had to change his gloves. It wasn't the gloves, dude. You just had some drops. It's okay.
But it's probably a mental thing.
You can have some drops.
Whoa, wait. It's probably a mental thing, isn't it? These are bad gloves. Get these gloves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
that first quarter, that little pitch out that he dropped. It's like, he doesn't drop that thing.
Right.
And the look on Julian Sands' face, like, what the hell just happened here? That should have been a first down. Change your gloves. So you had a game where you weren't even at your best offensively. Like, they are not near going on full cylinders. Julian Sain has a lot better football to play for the rest of this season.
I thought he was pretty good.
To go out there and to get that win, that's a huge, huge win for an Ohio State fan. But you're right. 25 years, it's been basically 25 years of excellence. The way that I know there's been other programs that have won more national championships. Alabama had it.
Yeah.
But if you look at their history right before, and this is not Nick Saban's standard here. This is not the Alabama that Nick Saban had. And I think if there's anybody who's kind of smiling back on this, I don't think Nick Saban's happy that Alabama lost, but there has got to be something that's satisfied, and they're going, yep, that's me. That's the Nick Saban difference. That's what I did that other guys can't do at a place like Alabama, which is held up to a higher standard than 95% of programs.
I know we got to go. Does it sound like I'm throwing shade? Because when I really process it, does it sound like I'm throwing shade at the individual coaches that have won the national championships? Because obviously we know Tressel, Urmeyer, great coaches, and Ryan Day is now on the path of proving that he's a great coach.
I think the last three coaches, you look over the last 20 years, how's that throwing shade at them?
Well, I just mean, am I also saying, though, that it really doesn't matter? Like, the next guy that takes over for Ryan Day, if Ryan Day were to leave tomorrow, go to the NFL, I think Ohio State's in pretty good hands.
I don't think it's throwing shade that the guys get the very best of the players that they have. I mean, you still got to be able to do it. I mean, there's plenty of guys, like, I'm sorry, I think if Dabo were with another program and Dabo didn't have the ideas that he had, I think he'd be a more successful coach, and that's a guy who has won two national championships. But I think he'd be more successful recently because he still has this thought that college football in 2025 should be played like it was in 1998, and it's just not going to work that way. 216-474-0092. You can get a guy. You could get a guy who isn't as committed to that as what other guys are, and you can win 10 games a year instead of 12. You could do that.